This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And now we come to you live from the InfoWars News Center, deep in the heart of Texas, now under FEMA Region 6 occupation. World government is openly being announced. Nations across the planet are struggling, from Australia to the UK to the US, to get out of it. We have a bunch of key guests and intel today. The 2016 campaign is on fire. Trump is coming out against crooked Hillary like never before. She is in political hot water. We've got Obama stumbling around, can't even find words to go after Trump. The enemy is off balance. I'm telling you, it's a spiritual tipping point moment. First, a John Bowne report that is key.
So many people around the world lack this freedom. We should never take that for granted.
The FBI will soon be legally reading anyone's emails without the disintegrating protection of the Fourth Amendment or the issuance of a warrant. Just for the record, the Fourth Amendment states, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. As it stands, in order for your emails to be searched, currently a FISA court order deemed essential to the protection of national security has to be authorized. However, the FBI can plunder your phone records with a national security letter. But after years of whittling down the Fourth Amendment in the name of the CIA-backed and globalist-engineered war on terror, the Fourth Amendment will soon be DOA. Zero Hedge reports, the 2017 Intelligence Authorization Bill is used to fund the intelligence community, set policy, and authorize resources for intelligence purposes. The 2017 Intelligence Authorization Bill grants the FBI the authority to obtain Americans' email using only a national security letter, meaning it will now be able to access email without a court order. In 2010, the Electronic Frontier Foundation filed an amicus brief attached to a civil criminal suit in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. The appeals court ruled in the U.S. versus Warshak case that the government must have a search warrant before it can secretly seize and search emails stored by email service providers. Closely tracking arguments made by the EFF in its amicus brief, the court found that email users have the same reasonable expectation of privacy in their stored email as they do in their phone calls and postal mail. On Tuesday, May 24th, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon said, "This bill takes a hatchet to important protections for Americans' liberty. This bill would mean more government surveillance of Americans, less due process, and less independent oversight of U.S. intelligence agencies. Worse, neither the intelligence agencies nor the bill's sponsors have shown any evidence that these changes would do anything to make Americans more secure. But the suck-ups inhabiting our nation's capital have other ideas."
But because we all rolled up our sleeves and worked together, the bill before us today is an exceptional work product, and I'm very proud to support it. The IAA also addresses key strategic questions that we have been asking over the course of the year. First, are we focusing too much on the threats of the day at the expense of the threats of tomorrow?
I'd also like to thank staff on both sides for their hard work on this year's Intelligence Authorization Act, or the IAA. I also appreciate the opportunity to stand here in support of this year's bipartisan IAA. Now, we ask a lot of our intelligence community when it comes to collaboration. When they collaborate, they best keep us safe. And what we have done today is we are sending to the floor a bill that reflects our own collaboration and shows that what we expect of them, we can also deliver to the House floor.
2017 is shaping up to be the year Big Brother begins secretly hauling in the enemies of the emerging totalitarian state based on their private and once protected correspondences. Just another federal alphabet agency given, yet again, powers that don't exist under the American Constitution and Bill of Rights. John Bowne.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it. The front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Tell him, Mr. Hendricks.
I can't get no relief.
Alex Jones here live, broadcasting worldwide. We're here for the next 4 hours, as we are every weekday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern.
None will level on the mind.
I tend to say this all the time when I start the broadcast, but man, is it true that global government is happening just like they said it would, with engineered crises, collapsing borders, disintegrating family, dissolving rights, imploding prosperity, metastasizing mental illness, rampaging wickedness and evil, with the world ruled by openly corrupt, slouching tyrants, drunk on the blood of the innocents. have a planet with leadership that is asleep at the switch. They're busy stealing and robbing and engaging in every form of corruption you can imagine. And they're busy trying to keep the public dumbed down and distracted so they can stay in control. But they're not in control of themselves or the byproducts of this system they've established. It is incredible. Now, I'm going to get the clip because he gives like 2 hour long speeches. But I was watching Fox News this morning while I was working out at about 9 o'clock. I worked out late today and I was about to finish up and they played a clip about a minute long of Trump. And if he has that attitude and if he has that spirit, he will dominate this election and win for sure. And it was the same spirit of where he points to the sleaze ABC reporter and he says, we've gotten the donations we said we got. We've given them. Here are the veterans groups. And you're a sleaze for implying we haven't done it when you know we've done it. And he's legitimately angry at these lying scum. Well, today, in the speech, and we've got parts of the speech up on InfoWars.com, but it's not in those particular videos. He's talking about, she keeps lying about my foreign policy. When you can go to my website and read my foreign policy or go see my speeches that I've given, and they send out to millions of citizens emails, and the media puts out propaganda misrepresenting what I say and what I stand for. These people are crooked. These people are out of control. These people are corrupt. And these people have got to be defeated. And it's not just calling her crooked or, you know, little Rubio or whatever, little Marco or Lion Ted. He needs to say these are organized crime scum that have hijacked the country, that have sold our weapons to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, that have given our missile secrets to communist China, and that are preying on the American people and put Obamacare in over America to shut this country's economic structure down completely and to bankrupt the nation while fleecing the people. I mean, Trump needs to completely take the gloves off. Every time he does, he goes up in the polls. And I love what I see. It's already hardcore compared to all these milquetoast politicians and pundits. And he needs to shatter the illusion because here's the big secret of politics, and there's many secrets, but this is the biggest or maybe one of the top two or three. You can debate it all day long. But the real zeitgeist of how we're being controlled is the control of the zeitgeist. They put out fake zeitgeist so that the average person in Europe or the United States or anywhere in the world for this matter sits there and reads the newspaper or surfs the internet or watches television and watches this ocean of political pundits that really don't disagree with each other because they're within a small area of the spectrum. They're loyalist Republicans, they're loyalist Democrats, they're loyalist Tories, they're loyalist Labor, they're loyalist Social Democrats, they're loyalist German conservatives. At the end of the day, the leadership are all basically meeting in smoky rooms because it's good for business. It's good to control things. It's good for the business of crony capitalism, but not good for the people. And they've got things pretty much sewn up, they think, until there's a total paradigm shift and people get outside the box. So to quantify this, it's very, very simple, but also very, very complex at the same time. And you don't hear this talked about in politics. You don't read this in books. This is just my observation. And the fact that my observations over the years, because they are from outside the box, but from a historical perspective, become many times the major talking points a week later, a month later, a year later, a decade later in the political culture. What I say, what I do, the ideas that I espouse are a cobbling together of other political ideas and systems and historical thoughts and philosophy, but they are specifically a fresh look. Now, that doesn't say that I've got all the answers or that, boy, I'm a big wheel. No, it shows that their system is so fake and so based on keeping you within a fake synthetic debate where you never realize there's a whole world politically outside of that. And it's there to prop up that idea of the facade. And everybody's probably nodding their head going, yeah, tell us something we don't know. See, you inherently already know that. I know that. I'm just on the air saying things that are common sense. But in a world of universal deceit, to quote Eric Blair, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And here's the big secret. The people on CNN, on MSNBC, on NPR, and Fox News to a certain extent, they know that they're there in this good old boy club creating a facade. They're hunting us. They're part of the, quote, ruling class. They're part of the predator class. At least they delusionally think. It's like going duck hunting and throwing decoys out in the lake. Well, of course you know you're throwing decoys out so the dumb ducks think it's safe and come and land. And if a duck could talk and said, hey, you're setting me up, you're putting decoys out there, that's not very nice. The hunter'd say, well, yeah, stupid duck, that's what I do. I mean, they'll laugh at you. You talk to a news reporter high level, you talk to a banker, you talk to a globalist, and you say, what you're doing is dehumanizing, what you're doing is enslaving, what you're doing creates a horrible world in the future. And they laugh at you and go, tell me something I don't know. You're never going to change it. Might as well join it and enjoy your life now. And it's that cynical attitude by the establishment is what ends up destroying our entire culture, our entire world. Because these people are walking dead. They know what's going on. They understand human nature, but they don't have that final piece to want to try to do the right thing and be honorable and build a larger continuum of humanity. But I'm digressing. I've got to get to the news. What I'm trying to quantify here is they deceive the public by getting the public to buy into the false system, even though some of the public is more sophisticated and understands that most of it's a complete fraud. Still, they sit up there and talk about, well, if she says this, she'll win, and if Trump says that, he'd win. To make you think that you win by comporting yourself into what the supposed polls or the supposed pundits say is a winning strategy. You've just given up your free will. You've just given up being original. You've just given up being outside the box. You've given up being an innovator, a trailblazer. You have, in a split second, comported yourself into their system, into their universe, into their little fake facsimile that's supposed to draw in everybody's attention, where the establishment sets the trends and the establishment sets the agenda and the establishment sets the fads and the establishment decides the culture. And then we see the culture they're giving us. It's living death. And they go, well, of course we're giving you living death. We're turning you off. We're ending your life force. We're ending your self-sufficiency. We're ending your survival instinct. The world's ours. We're killing you. We don't give our kids iPads, Apple says. But we give money to LGBT, so it's okay that we have suicide nets and forced abortion and 17-hour workdays, and the Foxconn workers' children live in metal containers. It's all right because Al Gore's on the board and he talks with a lisp. And it's all right because he acts effeminate and Nelly. But not behind closed doors. No, no, no. That's not how Al talks behind closed doors. See, it's all a fraud. And I know you know that, but we have to have the understanding of the complete collapse of it in our minds ourselves. And disdain it, dislike it, hate it, not go, ooh, you were on Fox and CNN and MSNBC today, Alex. Ooh, I saw you in some movie. Did you know you're in this movie? No, I don't care. I don't care about any of their system. None of it. None of it. It's all fake the last 60 years. I don't want to follow any of it. I don't care. I don't want its laurels. I don't want its awards. I am divorced from it. I am separate from it. It's damned. And by damned, this means on the other side of me. I don't see it now. See, it's over there. I'm free from them. I'm going to come back and kind of put a cherry on top of the big news. And boy, it's a big news day. The facade is falling.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you.
eugenicists. They are manipulating us with high-tech propaganda that has been developed for thousands of years, but now has been brought to a high science. But as a species, if we're aware of that, it's game over. But people have to understand, what you're hearing here from me is not my opinion. When I say something's my opinion, I will tell you it's my opinion. When I explain the global government planetary project to bring in a one-world religion and reduce the world's population by 80%, that's the official UN policy. Look it up for yourself. That is a fact, not an opinion. And you and I and all of us have to deal with that. So I just took 12 minutes in the last segment to say something I could say in 30 seconds. I said to the crew, I said, does that make sense? And Allie said, yeah, they use the media and political systems to manipulate us and deceive us. Yeah, we know that. I'm like, here's the big secret. But the big secret is one of their number one tools is to act like they actually set the parameters and then to have us opt into it and repeat what they say and do so that we think we're winners and we're intellectual. It's not intellectual to repeat talking points from Fox News or CNN in a controlled paradigm. We have to break with it and say it's phony, it's fake, it's fraudulent, it's sleazy, and we've got to build something new. That building is condemned. It's going to collapse. Not, hey, let's put some more paint on it. That's what I'm getting at. And we're reaching that point in every metric, in every poll, in every study, in what you see on the street. On the surface, you look at it, you can see it. You look deeper, it just gets worse. And so when we come back, the big news. I'm not really good at starting the broadcast and saying, look at all this incredible stuff we're going to cover. I almost like a man standing on the edge of a cliff for 10, 20, 30 minutes. Don't even get into it because it's so over the top. I don't feel worthy to be covering this info. I mean, we should have the greatest minds. We should have the smartest people. We should have any thinking person should be fighting the World Government Project with everything they've got. Because this thing is not some kumbaya Star Trek future. It's really dark. It's really bad. And even those of us that are awake are just becoming complacent that, okay, they sell body parts. Okay, they keep babies alive. Okay, they're splicing humans with animals and growing them inside, you know, cows. Big deal, Alex. You know, so what? Okay, so there is a secret geoengineering program. Okay. And then I sit here getting more and more upset. I know many of you get more and more upset. We have to ask, what is it about us that we have our survival instinct, that we have our instinct to live, our instinct to resist evil? And I think it's spiritual. Like, I know it's spiritual. But if you really study it, what our genetics are, that's why they say, you know, in certain bloodlines, you get bad bloodlines, you get good bloodlines. You get certain family bloodlines that have murderers and killers or mentally ill people in them. You have certain bloodlines that have incredible musicians in them of every race, color, and creed. You have certain bloodlines that are idiot savants at mathematics. Certain bloodlines that lead revolutions for good. Some that lead them for evil. And my bloodline, as I get older, I realize, is like a book. It's running me. I'm not running myself. I mean, my spirit, my gut is making the final decision. But I'm pushed in the way of resisting this and can't help it and just burn with uncontrollable energy to where I hate myself that I don't have more strength to take these people on because I can see who they are and what they're doing and how they're lying to people and how they're hurting people and how they want to make people stupid and make them poor so they can rule them. And that's the ultimate sin in my view. Suffer the little children because what you do to the least of these you've done to me. Better for a man to tie a giant boulder around his neck and throw it in the deepest ocean than to hurt one of these. And Christ isn't just talking about children there, but childlike people that are ignorant, people that are mentally ill, people that are retarded, people that have physical issues, people that are gullible and, you know, want to buy into the latest cosmology. When you sit there and you know the secrets and you use those secrets to keep people in an artificial state of ignorance and to control them,
You have got God just waiting to tear you limb from limb. And you're not going to have to wait till you die. All right, when I come back, I'm going to get to the really big news. It's so huge.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com. Today.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've got it. This
waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I'm going to get disciplined now. Balance the broadcast and just get hardcore news because there's a lot of it.
Are we seeing the earth now?
I'm going to get into 2016, huge developments in the Trump campaign, amazing clips that are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Trump turns Obama into a stuttering mess. That's up on Drudge. We're going to play that video and that audio. Hillary says Trump a threat to the world. Paglia says zombie time at Clinton campaigns. Well, she's a zombie candidate for zombies. We are going to be breaking all of that down today. But you notice that there's a theme in the news the last month or so, and that, oh, Facebook censoring people. And, oh, Google's starting to do it more. Oh, and Apple's doing it really hardcore. And Twitter is. And anything right of Mao Zedong, I mean, Google puts famous Maoists, you know, on their birthday up on their front page, you know, that called for killing any capitalist or taking farmers off their property, you know, putting them in forced labor. That was last week. And, of course, these are people worth hundreds of billions of dollars wanting, you know, telling us Mao Zedong supporters are great. It's because it's authoritarianism, and they want to scramble reality. But you notice there's a theme. And that's we need to get rid of free speech. And then they announced on Monday. Oh, yes. Any mention of race or religion, just period, will ban you. Or Facebook says if you hurt someone's feelings or, quote, disagree with them, that's a quote, will ban you. Three strikes and you're out. And now the EU's saying, oh, yes, we're going to prosecute people. And they are prosecuting people. And so's Canada. I mean, if you want to say you don't think transgenderism exists, then that's your right to say it, whether you're right or wrong. So we're seeing the basic framework stripped. And I harp on this because Matt Drudge came here like Paul Revere last year, 9 months ago, and raised the alarm in this studio. And said, I have been told we're running out of time. Next year they're launching the project to take the First Amendment away. And then all other amendments will fall after. And now all Hades is breaking loose. It's happening. I mean, look at these headlines. Facebook, Twitter banning free speech to form virtual super state. Billions of people use Facebook. It's the biggest state in the world. That's the founder of the Pirate Bay, and he said Zuckerberg is the dictator of it, and he's one of the 125 members of Bilderberg. They're all the dictators over the big corporations and the systems that have carved up the world, and they've exempted themselves from everything they're doing to us, down to Zuckerberg having big fences around his house and buying up the neighborhood and building a bunker, and down to Google suppressing search results for the homes and the activities of Schmidt. But he says anything you do on the internet, you better watch it. There's another creepy statement from him the other day about, you know, we know everything you're doing. Ha ha ha. We know all your deep dark secrets. These people are flaunting it in our face, what they're doing to us, and they're so historically arrogant and ignorant, they think they can build something like this and it's not going to bite them in the butt. Now, we literally should have a drum roll. That's the Reddit CEO. We know your dark secrets. We know everything. Huffman stokes controversy with creepy remark. Well, these are creepy people. I mean, who wouldn't start a tech company or an operation and then want to make it about promoting liberty and protecting privacy? Instead, they built the internet so it's based on not having privacy. And so the fraud, the identity theft, all of it, and then they come in and say, we need a global internet ID that has been this for 10 years at Davos that's been leaked out of Bilderberg for close to 20. You can go back 20 years where we say they will bring in a world government, a carbon tax, a wellhead tax, a Tobin tax. Everything will be tracked by computers, even if it's off the internet. The smart grid, the Internet of Things, will surveil all and end any, quote, underground economies for total control. Then they can truly manage economies and control them and predict the future. And if you can predict the future in mass movements, in their own words, you can then put in stimuli and steer the future. Now we're giving godlike power to tech execs flying around on jumbo jets with 30 or 40 hookers at a time. These are not serious men, ladies and gentlemen. They are all partying upwards of 5-10 hours a day on record. While they build something that is an attempt at omnipresent godlike behavior. Talk about the Atlantean moment. Whether Atlantis was real or not, we're nearing that moment with the nuclear reactors and the fission fusion and the Hadron colliders and the cyclotrons and all the other secret stuff and the GMO and the genetic engineering and all of this craziness just out of control. Pandora's boxes, thousands of Pandora's boxes just open. And you got a bunch of CEOs flying around on jumbo jets where they admit the Google jumbo jet, they have a couple of jumbo jets, it's just nothing but bedrooms with glass ceilings, and just you see all these gorgeous women packing on the plane. And I'm not jealous of the fact they got all these gorgeous women. I'm glad that, you know, Google isn't into what the Congress is, little boys and stuff. But the point is, they're running stuff that I wouldn't trust, you know, the archangel Michael to be in control of. And we got these guys in control. And that's just one small little example. You know, Clinton's flying around on the jet, you know, to the pedo island, you know. That's my point, is these people are corrupt, they're fallen, and they're playing with fire, and they get off with the fact they're playing with fire and say, we don't care if it even blows up, it does something horrible. At least we died trying to become gods, to quote Ray Kurzweil. I've got the quotes in my film Endgame where all these top transhumanists are saying, we're going to become gods or blow the planet up doing it. And they said, in fact, if we can't become gods, we're going to blow the planet up. That's one quote by them. We may just blow the planet up for fun just because we want to be satanic. That's what happens when you're that decadent. So, drum roll, ladies and gentlemen. Kit Daniels has this article up on Infowars.com, and it's gotten no attention. I've not seen it anywhere else, and neither has Kit Daniels. It was mentioned in the Breitbart article, and Breitbart does a great job. We got the head of Breitbart coming on in a couple days, or is it next week? This is so huge. And then I got the document, and sure enough, what Kit wrote in there is in there. He's got the screenshots of it. This is such a big deal. If they started taking the free speech worldwide, would anybody notice? If Zuckerberg met with the communist Chinese censors scores of times the last 2 years and openly says they're bringing that style censorship here, would anyone pay attention? If he called his users dumb effers, would anybody care, or would they just grovel? I'm not wanting to start a fight with Zuckerberg. I don't want to be kicked off Facebook. I know we're reaching millions of people a day there. But I have to, because they're incrementally cutting off all the little people. And I'm not stupid. When they're banning thousands of libertarians and patriots and veterans groups and people that mildly criticize Obama every day, we're next. You know, back when we weren't so big, Google would say, you can't have a shopping cart. You sell the Obama deception. That's racist. And suspended our shopping cart. Just because you can't criticize Obama, that's racist. They still suspend it today. But see, they don't do it so much now because we're one of the bigger fishies. We have a voice. Drudge would link to it. It'd be covered in the news. It would cause a debate. It'd make me a cause celeb. But they are shutting little people down all over the world. Because let me tell you something. You're not little. Millions of people with their own blogs on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and reaching people together. You're thousands of times bigger than InfoWars. Hundreds of times bigger than Drudge. And you're able to set the real agenda based on what humans are really thinking and gut instinct and common sense and survival instinct and God's discernment through you. And they can't have that. They want Mark Zuckerberg and his controllers to set the agenda. They want the globalists that control Reddit to set the agenda. They want the people that run Apple to set the agenda. And so they have to start curtailing, because the agenda that the people set is, we don't trust the media, we don't trust the system, we're done with you, we know you're corrupt and evil. So they're just weaponizing things and going to the extreme of, now have you heard the new one? Democrats are teaching their kids, no matter what race or color or religion they are, to say Donald Trump hates Jews or Donald Trump hates blacks. We have these videos coming up. And they indoctrinate their kids, and the parents sound in the videos, whether they be white or Hispanic, well, I can pile the two latest ones, like cult members. They're like, yes, good, good. That's like Emperor Palpatine. Good, good. Ah, they sound so snake. Ah, like the snake in the Jungle Book. And so, drum roll, here's the big news. Just the latest. The latest. Every day it's some new giant hammer dropping on free speech worldwide. EU proposes government ID to use the internet. Done, done, done. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And here is the document. European Commission, COM 2016-288/2, communication from the Commission. And by the way, the unelected Commission does the laws. The Parliament is ceremonial and advisory. Wow, this is a dictatorship. Only two countries that entered the EU got to have votes of now 23, 24. A few are provisionals, might be 25. A couple got to vote. Oh, France, Germany, UK, you don't get to vote. And by the way, we make 80-something percent, 90-something percent of your laws depending on the year. And now the commission, like the Organized Crime Commission, all seated with a bunch of Bilderberg Group robber barons. Communication. It's not law, it's a communication. The emperor has spoken. The god emperor has spoken. Like, let me read it the way they would read it, in the spirit of it. Communication from the commission to the European Parliament, the Council, the European Economic and Social Committee, and the Committee of the Regions. Just like in China. From the Central Committee to the 67th Politburo meeting. The commission has spoken. The self-appointed commission that commands through the barrel of a 7.6239 round. Hiding in plain view. Communication. I mean, imagine how this is how they communicate. Is that like a bill to you? No, it's communication from the commission to the European Parliament, the Council, the European Economic and Social Committee, and the Committee of the Regions. The regions, not the nations, the regions. Online platforms and the digital single market opportunities and challenges for Europe. The single market. Everything under a market, under corporations, no votes. A global dictatorship under the eye of Sauron. And then we get into your article, and you have it all. We got to give you screenshots of folks for this, not just, you know, the digital text. People love to see the screenshot. It actually gets them upset. So whenever it gets them upset and gets them to know something's bad happening, we should probably screenshot this or add this video to your article, Kit Daniels, InfoWars.com reporter. And it just says, oh, online ratings and reviews of goods. The government will decide and control and regulate that. That's the Chinese model where they, quote, give you an internet rating as a person on the web that even goes down if you can have a job. This is the mark of the beast. Buy nor sell. Not engage in the commerce unless you're part of the club. So, Kit, there's a lot. Kit Daniels, tell us about your article. It's on InfoWars.com. It needs to go mega viral. I mean, I don't even see mainline, you know, so-called watchdogs talking about this now because it's just a bum rush. They're hitting us with everything, the biggest assault on human liberty, the most scientific assault the world has ever seen, undoubtedly. When I make that statement, I am 100% sure of it. And you ask, why are they doing it now? Because they're getting ready to implode the economy and launch big wars and try to start race wars and sectarian wars. And then they have got a blueprint. I mean, you can feel it in your gut. But I've gone from, in my spider sense, my sixth sense, my discernment, my spirit, from being, oh, get ready, go, to like now just feeling energized. Because now I can tell it's on, folks. Any fears that I was ever misleading anybody and was ever exaggerating have just peeled back, and my confidence has spiked even more because, unfortunately, I know we are in an epic battle. Because when they shut down the free speech, they're coming for everything. And these people are bloodthirsty. Look what they do to Christians everywhere they're in control. Kit Daniels, InfoWars.com report. I want to say good job getting this out there. I know this just came out like a day ago, but I mean, where is this? I don't want to be the one ringing the alarm most of the time up front. That is not a good feeling, you know, to use a Vietnam analogy where they just say for, you know, year after year, you're going to walk in the front every day. I'm like, hey, how about somebody else? Oh, good, somebody else wants to be in the front today. It's not that I'm a coward. It just doesn't seem like good luck. Kit Daniels.
This is exactly it. This is neo-feudalism. This is a way to tax and control the internet. They don't want Matt Drudge with influence, you know, spreading ideas of liberty on the internet. They don't want Alex.
Federal Elections Commission came out and said go after Drudge last week. See, they're all exactly.
They want to turn the internet back into what television was like in the 1960s, where they only had a handful of stations and they controlled everything.
And I'm not even saying this. I'm mad at myself, kid. I haven't stated how big this is, and I've always said this forever. When they come out with the internet ID, that's to restrict you, to rate you, to ban you, to track you, to tax you. This is the end of the internet as we know.
I mean, think about it this way. Facebook and Twitter's already one third of the internet. Where's all the internet traffic's going? It's going straight to Facebook. That's just like a TV station in the 1960s that they control, where they can control the narrative. They can control what's spread. They use PC suppression to
exactly.
you know, to destroy any competition to the government.
They're area. Carving up the web now. Go over your article. I mean, you've got the subsections. This is devastatingly evil.
Yeah. One thing I brought to that really bothered me about this document is the fact that they're using that says the proliferation of online video sharing platforms of content that is harmful to minors and of hate speech. Yeah, but like
they're going to mix soft porn, but they're going to leave all the big Viacom and Sony women shaking their rear ends, you know, and bikinis. That's okay, but absolutely, they're going to mix political speech in with porn and ban us. They admit it.
Yeah, but like I said on Monday, the EU is the ones that are deciding what is hate speech. And to them, hate speech is just anything that...
An unelected group of admitted communists and socialists working for above-the-law megabanks.
Yeah, anything that runs contrary to their agenda is hate speech to them.
You're not allowed to criticize the migrants raping women or they come arrest you.
Yeah. Or even if you want to spread, say, Austrian economics online, that's hate speech to them.
They, Drudge is right. They first are putting us into internet ghettos... Mm-hmm. And then after you're in a ghetto and dehumanized and made poor and everybody forgets about you and segregated, then you're moved to the electronic concentration camp. So now they're moving to the... I'm not kidding, folks. Go ahead.
And what really...
I'm going to skip this break because, you know, we're not going to have a show soon if this keeps going. I mean, we're in a Mayday emergency situation.
Yeah, on Monday, I believe, when I saw this article on Drudge when I woke up in the morning, this Bloomberg article... It, but what really bothered me about it was how bad they downplayed it.
Oh, they sell it like exactly it's real. Oh, we're going to, you know, anything cultural, racial, or religious, we're sorry. You're just going to be banned. Sorry.
It's like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to just make more censorship. You know,
and, oh, the tech companies all just announced in the last 24 hours they're going to sign an agreement with the EU to let them direct. Oh, and Facebook already beta tested hiring former Stasi commanders. It's all seamless integration. They're merging the tech giants with the global government. The Asia-Pacific Union, through the TPP, merges the Atlantic Union, which is the NAU, North American Union, and the European Union. They are merging the three super states with the 10 sub-regions now, with 10 sub-regions per region, directly out of Revelations.
Yeah, what's really bizarre to me is the one world government they're pushing is an electronic super state. I mean, think about it this way. You said this on the broadcast a couple of weeks ago about how Facebook is transforming our culture. You no longer see national identities or culture because everyone's going on Facebook. So now you have what they call a global culture.
Which then is dictated by the technocrats. And let's go further. Can you guys pull this up? I think it was like 7 years ago. It was an EU directive that they actually started moving new franchises aren't the Spaniards or the French. Or, the lion rampant for jolly old England. That's racist. They actually say in the news, don't fly British flags. They're racist. In England, they're taking them down. And that's the government. I mean, I'm not joking. You can pull that up. Well, now they're saying don't have sports teams with national names. It's going to be the Tyrannosauruses. It's going to be the Dragons. It's going to be the Grizzlies. Seriously, that was announced. You can't even have a team with a nation. Then you can't have a family. You can't have a mother. You can't have a father. People think they used to think I was joking. It's all here, Kit.
Yeah, and think about it this way. English, the English language, it got spread by the English Empire. Spanish, same thing, Spanish Empire. Now what we have is the Twitter language, the dumbed-down language of 140 characters or less. It's just spreading globally. That's a new
That's right. They tried to have that other language that George Soros' dad pushed for world government, and that failed. So now it is the emoji, dumbed-down, best friend ever garbage.
Yeah, and think about it this way. People can't think intellectually anymore when the language is so dumbed down. They're only thinking on a grade 2 level.
I know, and oh man, I tell you, this is so incredible. This is the global dumbing down. They admit the screen time dumbs you down. They admit Facebook, the way kids use it, dumbs them down. I mean, it could be used for good, but the way they've tailored it, it is to boil everything down, reduce language. We're now... A dumb person of today will be a genius in 20 years, folks. And you won't be able to communicate with young people then. And we're not attacking the young people. There's a project to make you stupid.
Well, you can't communicate with them anyway right now unless you talk to them over text messaging because people are so addicted to their cell phones and whatnot. It's just like a Philip K. Dick book. Everyone's already connected into this electronic...
Wirehead.
Yeah.
Cyberpunks. They have target psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
And people get so focused on that phone and so interfaced with it, it is destroying their minds. You know, I let my children, when they go to a camp or go to a friend's house, have a phone, and they like to take photos and shoot videos. They're very creative. I thought, you know, I'll let them have a globalist slave tracker system. I explained to them that it's an evil system, that it's bad. They need to understand it. But you know what? It's so seducing, I'm just taking them away finally. And I'm just sorry, you can have a camera for camera, and you can make films, and you can edit things, and you can do this, and be great photographers, and do all these great things, but this is too evil, and it's too dangerous, and I'm taking it away from them. Even when they go, you know, to a friend's house, or go on a hike, or whatever, you know, you think it's a good thing to have that, but overall, it's so wicked in the final equation, it just can't be done. Now, getting back to you, Kit, let's go over the article. EU proposes government ID to use internet. This is the final key in announcements. This is the final weapon being rolled out in the arsenal, as I've told you for close to two decades. When they call for an internet ID by law to track you everywhere, and for over a decade, Microsoft has the software on all its programs for thumbprint to access it. Governments leak your data. Governments, it's always big banks and governments, cause the big data thefts. And their answer is, we got to go to a biometric face scan, thumbprint, handprint, or voice print integrated system. So now, oh, the TSA won't grope you. Go through this tunnel. Oh, but we're still going to grope you now sometimes, though. So, oh, you get special rights if you submit to it now. That's just to make it standardized and ubiquitous. Oh, the $150,000 Mercedes, it's already a driverless car. When you don't drive good, it takes over for you. It'll save lives. You pay extra to be a slave. You pay extra to be the first group to beta test it. And so they have the elite, like you know, Chinese empresses with bound feet and four-foot-long fingernails who can't feed themselves or wipe their own arse. That's the same modern version of this where you think it's all empowering you and you have the latest, ooh, as a status symbol. All it is the latest chains around your soul. I'm going to hold you over because you get me so excited. Your article is so powerful. This is powerful. Every point you make about how they're reducing us to the global Facebook language of gibbering idiots where everyone's wearing goggles and a false reality, but Zuckerberg walks like a god bipedal with his pronounced canine smiling the wolf amongst the legless, armless sheep. What an archetype. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with Kit Daniels with more on this. This is absolutely essential. Folks, I cannot put a bad enough face on this, but we need a bad face on it to wake up to it, to overthrow the facade in our own minds and realize we are being overtaken by a group of psychopaths that are building an artificial reality to insert us into it so that we're anesthetized and culturally numbed when we're put through the shredder. That's going to be done incrementally. But the final group will be the elites not controlled by the globalists, and you will wish later you would have joined me in the fight against these people. You've got the know-how, the capacity, you know I'm telling the truth, but you don't have enough faith in humanity to make a stand. You'd rather go play golf and go have sex with your mistress and, you know, go do whatever it is and just hope everything's okay. It's not going to be okay. Be a man, be a woman, stand up, speak out, do something. I mean, who is there? Matt Drudge talks about the technocracy and fights it. I do. WorldNet Daily, a few other groups. Donald Trump, partially. Briefly, we need for people to buy products. We have great products, over 1,000 products at InfoWarsStore.com, great nutraceuticals, game-changing products. We have this new Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system that just blows away anything close. $500, $800, $1,000 units don't do as good. We have all the ratings, mainline, you know, institution sites. It's just unbelievable. Eliminates 99.97% of airborne pollutants. It's amazing. We sold a ton of these yesterday, so that's good, but the price is so low, introductory rate, of $184, that's 26% off, again, we need to sell, thousands of these, not hundreds of these, to be able to fund this operation just on a weekly basis. InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's Hillary for prison t-shirts to exercise the First Amendment, or Molon Labe to defend the Second Amendment, or whether it's X2 Survival Shield Nation Iodine, or Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Fruit Punch Drink to be healthy, or Super Male Vitality or Lung Cleanse, just get in there. You owe it to yourself to have these products. And we need to fund this military operation. And we are a military operation. We're humanity. We're a desperate, instinctive, organic death throw, death rattle of humanity trying to get up on its elbows while the globalists are stabbing knives into us. So just fuel us right now and pray for us. We're all in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure.